Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Will you be supporting England at the Euros? A new poll carried out by Boyle Sports today shows 12% saying that they will be cheering on Gareth Southgate's side. There was about 1,000 people or so surveyed as part of this research. And Aidan McCarthy, who's a writer at Medium.com, is with us today on the show. Because Aidan, you've been writing about this. Are you surprised 12% of the Irish population say they will support England at the Euros?
Not really surprised. As we've always, as a nation, kind of gone against England. But I find myself liking this team and wanting to support them and hope they do well. Mainly it's because of the Irish connection pervading through the team, I think. I think you've got the likes of Harry Kane, Declan Rice, and I think Jude Bellingham, those kind of players. They have Irish, strong Irish roots, and the quality of their team is unbelievable. I don't think they've ever had such quality in their side, and I'm just excited to see them play, and I hope they do well.
Yeah. Why is it only 12% that's supporting our closest neighbours, Aidan?
Yeah, it's surprising, really. I mean, we've more in common with the English than any other nation, to be honest. So I think we need to be bigger than that and just, not hold any grudges, really, I know some of my mates here, they just can't stand the thought of England winning. I think maybe because of their fans, maybe their the behaviour of the fans might go over the top and very visceral and boisterous. And I know that football's coming home can be insufferable at times. And I don't know, it's hard to pinpoint why it's so low that amount of people only support will cheer on England in the Euros. Yeah.
What about you, Chris? Stay with us, Aidan. A couple of other callers here. It's 1800 453 106 who want to share their thoughts as well. Will you be supporting England in the Euros, Chris?
Hi, Andrea. Well, obviously by my accent, it would be strange for me not to be supporting England.
Yeah.
I've been here over 30 years now, and I must admit, I'm somewhat surprised at the Irish reaction to the English team. And it's almost like a game now within a game. As 30 years ago, I don't know if you want to hear this, but I was actually in Kilkenny and I was sitting in a pub. And I don't really watch sport on TV in pubs, but there was such a huge reaction to everything that was happening in the match. So I turned round and I looked, and it was England obviously playing when they get huge reaction. But I didn't realise there would be so many Macedonian people living in Kilkenny.
It
roared for a trip or whatever. But I think it's kind of getting better.
Okay.
The 12% might just be people of English descent who actually lived in England, you never know. But I was in another pub where Italy were playing England up here in Malahide, and this guy was shouting and roaring. So I went home and just asked what part of Italy he was from. And he sort of looked at me and looked a bit sheepish and just said, it's what we do.
But you see, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, not even that it is just a hatred or maybe for whatever historical reasons, but for some people there is just an element of kind of the bandwagon. They just love to hate the English.
Yeah, look, I think that's all it is. I mean, in sport, you've got to pick a side, whatever, and it's good to pick a side that you don't like. You might like the people, but it's just the sport, which I don't know whether history or whatever has anything to do with it. But, similarly, with the French and English match in 2022 there, I was in a very busy pub in Camden Street, and the shouting and the roaring for the French was absolutely amazing. But at the end of the match, I walked over to a table. I was stood nearby. It was all young lads, and they were roaring away. And I just walked over and I said, "Is that really necessary?" And they just laughed. It was a sport for them. It wasn't, it wasn't anything other than that. And I think it's become almost a ritual in Ireland now.
Yeah.
And I never feel in any way upset by it.
Yeah, but you don't feel uncomfortable, Chris, if you go to, a pub here in Ireland to watch the Euros. You don't feel uncomfortable, do you? cheering on the English.
No, I'd almost make a point of making sure they knew I was English.
Yeah, you'd let them know.
Ways. Not in a confrontational way.
No, wouldn't you support and cheer? Yeah.
You're enjoying yourselves. It doesn't take away from my enjoyment. But I think it's got slightly better as the years have gone on. Certainly 30 years ago, it was quite a bad tempered against England, or it felt. Now it's almost a de rigueur. We have to do this. It's part of the occasion.
Listener here says it's Scotland at the tournament. They're actually our nearest neighbours. What about you, Jackie? Will you support and cheer for England?
Yeah. Not a chance. The first caller and the last count you read there, I'd feel more connected to Scotland out of all the nations there with the Celtic heritage. And I'd actually agree with Chris that it's more parochial. Like, you're not going to get somebody living in a border with another county, like Donegal and Derry. You're not going to get too many Donegal fans shouting for Derry and the All-Ireland or vice versa on the border. It's just a parochial thing. That's what I believe. And as for the Euros itself, with Ireland not there, no real interest in it. I find it hard to watch football with VAR. Unless Ireland or Celtic are playing, I find it hard to watch football with VAR. It takes it from the game. And as for me, the Euros is all about getting Celtic players back on fit, getting them back fit, Scotland out early, and then happy enough. And although I'd like to see them do well, I'd be more the club hat on. And like, even going to Lansdowne Road the last couple of years, when we were playing elite nations, people were nearly gone like Asians. The following teams, they wanted to see Ronaldo when he was there, and then they wanted to see Mbappe. It wasn't to see France. It's definitely not to see Ireland play.
Just the player.
Yeah, Ireland have about 25,000-30,000 fans that go to Lansdowne Road religiously, and anything over that, it's to see somebody off the opposition team or more than one player. If a nation is coming and there's 3 or 4 players from an elite team, all those supporters want to go and see, bring their kids to the game, because it's obviously cheaper than going to England, and that's okay. It might get them into supporting Ireland, but that's the reality of where we are.
But you won't cheer for... you won't watch the Euros then at all, will you?
If it's on, I'll watch it.
You won't go out of your way.
I got England in one of the sweepstakes, but we have at worst 10 minutes, so I'm hoping.
Right.
Hoping there. Like, France did it after the Henry handball, so they were the worst 10 minutes, you never know.
John makes the point, still on about 1966, let's hope that they're knocked out early. Another listener says, there's absolutely nothing wrong with not wanting a rival to win. We don't want them to win because it'll never be off the telly again, and we don't hate them. We just don't want to have to listen to them. What about you, Alan? How do you feel about this?
There's not a chance that I would be supporting England. Basically for those reasons. We are absolutely sick of having 1966 brought up. And it wouldn't matter which two teams in the world were playing, they would always find a reason to bring in an English comment or something about 1966. So we just feel that it's just rammed down our throat every opportunity.
So it's the fans, really, is it, that you find sort of insufferable?
Well, not really the fans as people as such. As a collective, the fans and their media, they just seem so full of themselves all the time. Now, we want to go over there, and all we are interested in is no Scotland, no party. We want to go over there and have a good time. We're not over ourselves as a Scottish nation. We just want to go over and have fun. And actually to see our team, Scotland, doing the best they can, we don't have any massive expectations. We're quite realistic there.
Mm. So, yeah, okay. But it's not that it's a dislike for England then for you?
It's not a dislike for England or English people, no. No, I mean, I lived and worked in London for nearly 20 years.
You see, the other thing that sort of always kind of surprises me about this, and some of the messages are starting to come in now, like when people say, oh, there's no way I'd watch England. Well, wouldn't watch them, couldn't support them, hope they don't do well at the Euros. And they're the same people that are at the weekend at home or in the pub, you know, up standing on their feet shouting and screaming for Man United and Arsenal and Liverpool. Like, can you support a Premier League team and dislike England?
Exactly my point. I have been in Ireland now, say, 15 years, and I'm quite amazed at how many people in Ireland support English Premier League sides. I couldn't quite comprehend that. And it's certainly not like that in Scotland.
Does that bother you, Chris?
It's kind of interesting that the sort of negative side has come up here in a couple of reactions. And, you know, I'm a very positive person. You know, you can do what you want, support who you want. I don't like the English fans, I have to say. I don't like anything that brings football down in general. But we should all just get on. I mean, it's really, it's good to support your own country. And it's great to have rivalry with somebody else. But I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. I mean, I'd just buy you a beer afterwards, you know. It's just not worth a hassle.
It is a little hypocritical though, isn't it, Aidan?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I can't understand it. I mean, we all follow Premier League. We're fascinated by the Premier League, and then the same players you want liking to do well for England. I don't get it personally myself. So, yeah, it's a bit hypocritical. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Stephen Cork says there's too much been read into the lack of Irish support for England. It's completely normal sporting rivalry. For example, Everton fans always want Liverpool to lose. Man City always want Man United to lose. Arsenal the same with Spurs. Cork fans want Kerry to lose. It goes on and on. What about you, Duncan? Will you be supporting England?
Will I, heck? I've got absolutely no interest in supporting England. And if Scotland hadn't made it, I wouldn't support anybody else. I'm
not
Scottish.
Enough.
I support my own team. I don't jump on the bandwagon of anybody else. And your man Chris made a valid point to sell there. England fans are like vegans. They cannot wait to tell you they're there. I mean, he says, I made it known I was English. You don't need to make it known you're English. We all know you're English, just by the way you act. I don't understand firm support for another team. I just can't get it into my head at all.
But you're not Chris. You're not. I mean, I certainly didn't get the impression from talking to you today that you're not, you know, taking over the pub, letting everybody be known that you're there supporting England.
No, absolutely not. I'd never be. I don't travel to football. I don't do it. I've been to a couple of league matches, maybe in the UK over all my lifetime. But no, I don't walk into pubs and say, "Look at me, I'm English." It's only the shouting. And generally, I talk to anybody anyway. Mm. So I would make it a point of just saying, oh, by the way, while you're watching that, look out, I'm an Englishman. That would be the last thing I would say. But if you have some crack about it and say to somebody, don't you do realise, right, and let them laugh at me and with me. There shouldn't be any hatred about sport. There shouldn't be any bad feeling to this extent. I just find it so disappointing. And you made a really good point there about Liverpool supporters, two different areas in Liverpool, Birmingham, wherever you go. It's always friendly rivalry. But the fans take it too far, and the fans build things up to, you know, violence and stupidity like that. Sport is sport.
It's the fans, though, Duncan, that bother you, really, is it?
The fans and the media. Now, they're nearly handing out knighthoods to Harry Kane. But wait till England hit a rough patch, and the same people will soon be calling for them. Do you remember the incident with David Beckham, where they put a picture of his face on a dartboard and printed it in the back of the papers?
Okay.
And then 6 years later, they're trying to get him a knighthood. They're just so fickle.
And that's what bothers
you. They build a team up to a point where they're almost godlike, and then as soon as something goes wrong, they're villains. I just don't understand it. Support your team through thick and thin, not just in the good days.
Fair point. Mick in Cork has got in touch. He says, Ireland still go on about Italia 90. Sure, how many of these people support UK football clubs? It's the British media that actually sicken me. Alf says, the Irish media are no different to the British when it comes to football. They never stop going on about getting to the quarterfinals in the World Cup 34 years ago. England got to the semi-finals at that tournament and actually won a World Cup in 66. Robin Tralee says, it's bizarre that those who won't be cheering on England will still be interested in their beloved Premiership teams footballers' performance. I don't get the football hysteria at all, watching a load of millionaires running around kicking a ball of wind around a field. Warm regards from Robin Tralee. And finally, this listener says, I won't be cheering for England, but I won't begrudge them either if they win. They actually have a good team and they are the favourites, and I think that's what a lot of Irish fans are afraid of this time round.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.